Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from November 2017. Miss Annemarie van Hoof, Creative Director for Options, presents The Real Value of Products.
Yes, I'm Annemarie van Hoof on the left, on top. I'm representing Studio for Options from the Netherlands. Maybe it's easier for the first part that I stand over here. Yeah, I will do it very quick, because the first part is the introduction of the studio. I think it's always important because I have a message for you. Our presentation about the awareness of the real value of products, but first the background of our company. So this is more the introduction, that we are located in the Netherlands, established in the Netherlands since 2001. Amsterdam, of course. We are located more in the middle of the Netherlands, in Utrecht, but still Amsterdam is quite important because we operate more international, so that's our reference. So this is a short introduction of our studio. We are specialized in the technical textile, the consultancy of technical textiles, technical innovation, transform this textile into fashion, functional solution, also in design, in smart experience. Our company is divided in studio education and connecting. That was also in the video. Most of the time in the studio, we work with four options: the trend, concept, design, and styling. So trend is about collecting the information, concept, creating the structure, design, developing products, textile, apparel, or product design, and styling, finalizing the output. We are closely connected to European textile companies, but also in Asia. For example, the Taiwan Textile Association, we are closely connected to them. And this is also at a symposium in Asia. There was also a slide in the presentation about different clients, clients in Asia, trend offices, more outdoor sportswear, textile companies, associations, and also research institutes. Also the Industrial Federation Association, we are connected to them because we think it's also important to share the knowledge, especially on topics about smart product design, smart textile, or sustainable way of working. So the studio, we deliver up-to-date market information, personalized consultancy, confidentiality is very important to work in long-term relationships because the success of the client is in our benefit. Since 5 years, we also work with students, with programs, Eye on Fashion, Eye on Innovation, also Eye on Awareness. It's all focused on textile, and not only connected to university, but also to companies who want to create a cultural change within their team. The first from fashion is from trend to a brand. And we describe the whole timeline of the industry, from the history to trend, fabric, apparel, visual merchandising, and brand identity. This is in a company. For the innovation part, is focused on the technical textile and smart textiles, from inspiration to innovation. And our newest program is about the awareness, so much more about the linear economy to the circular economy and how it will influence the textile industry. With the education, we're also connected to different associations, universities, and companies, most of them in Asia. The connecting part within the studio, because we really believe in creating possibilities for co-creation, and not only designers with companies, but also textile companies, the connection to the brands in Europe, for example. Because innovation you can create with connecting the knowledge of the market, the expertise about technology, and the input of the creative industry. And this is the team of creative people working in the studio in co-creations in projects. A different kind of specialism. Creatives from textile patterns, apparel, to marketing, web design, and lectures. Different kind of specialists within our connecting program. Because development is nothing more than bringing all the elements together, connecting the content and the people. But we are here for the presentation about the awareness. You can find more information on our studio on the website, and there's also a link to Facebook for more updated information. Awareness of the real value of products. So we are living now in a time that things are really going very, very quick. If you want to take over, it's okay. We were thinking for a long time that sky was the limit, that we were moving to a wonderful world, and innovation was the key to success. But I think we are facing a lot of problems. We have the world population is growing very quick, almost 8 billion people now. The overpopulation, that there are really too many people in the world, so that is the reason that we have the problem with the ecological footprint for the human population. If we move on like this, then in 2050, with the population of 9.6 billion and the CO2 emission of 80 gigaton per year, we need 3 Earths worth of resources for consumption. So that is what is happening now if we move on the same way as we do at this moment. Then we really facing problems. We have water shortage. The natural resources are running down. We're facing a lot of air pollution in some areas of the world. Enormous waste disposal. And we have also facing problems with the forest. So if we think about awareness, our enormously productive economy demands that we make consumption our way of life, that we convert the buying and use of goods into rituals, and that we seek our spiritual satisfaction, our ego satisfaction in consumption. We need things consumed, burned up, replaced, and discarded at an ever-accelerating rate. That's a little bit how we live now, today. And when we look at the fashion, and we are here for the sportswear and outdoor, I think already another industry, but when we look at fast fashion, it's maybe like fast food. After the sugar rush, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. This is the quote from the fashion revolution. You all know, I think. And there are popping up a lot of information about companies. We think, okay, is it reasonable how they sell their fashion? This is a good example, the Primark. Or when consumers are shopping, is this realistic? Facing a consumer in a shop like this, it's almost impossible to choose. We always look back to the history with the studio, because I think we can learn a lot from the past and live in the present and create the future. Industry 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. We are now in 4.0, based on the use of the cyber-physical system, that a lot of devices are connected. That's also a tool for consumers to shop maybe even easier. Devices connected also for production, but also online shopping. It is even easier for consumers to buy things even quicker and faster. And this is, for example, the North Face is a quite regular online shop. But there are also tools to make it easier for the consumer to fit the right shape to buy your jeans online. And so even consumers don't have to go outside. It's more and more easy to buy more and quicker. The whole distribution centers are changing because you have to deliver the next day. So we are really going very fast. We have to slow down maybe the movement. This is a movie, a video about the way how our desk changed in the last 20 years. So that's interesting also to look back, where are we now, what will be next? Learn from the past, live in the present and create the future. Overpopulation, and then we move to the overconsumption. We consume 80 billion new pieces of clothing every year. And this is 400% more than the amount we consumed just 2 decades ago. So that is growing very fast. And the overconsumption is also expressed by an artist in this way. And we are talking about a clothing mountain. There's a Dutch, the government, in collaboration with university and with Modint, different kind of institute, they did a research on the amount of clothes people buy and how many clothes they use. It's in the next slide. And so how many items you buy every year, how many items are in your closet, how many items you wear every year. A lot of items are in your closet you don't wear. Every year the disposal, how many items are in disposal, how many items for recycling, how many items are thrown away or give away to someone else. So it's just a small research also to create awareness for consumers and to get some inside information. And because awareness about consumption is the knowledge that something exists, understanding of a situation or subject at the present time based on information on experience. Creating awareness of product's real value is one of the key steps in promoting a product, making the connection with the end consumer. How to tell the story from resources to recycling, and how to integrate the textile awareness into product design. I think that's because we are the textile specialist, so we are trying to get the textile awareness into the product and to the end consumer. This is an example from Adidas. I think that is, and there are also examples from designers on smaller scale on this subject, but I think the awareness with this project is really great, because then the consumer is also connected to the material and the way how to create a product. So I think this is interesting to create awareness on this topic, that it used to be in the past, I think, that there was communication between research center to material producer, from material producer to the producer of the apparel of the garment, and then to the brands and consumers. But I think now also with Industry 4.0, that everything is connected, that it's much more the possibility to create awareness, and you can see it in the next slide, that there will be a connection between the researcher or the material to the consumer, because consumers are much more able to find information about textile. But I think that's also important for textile companies to communicate with the end consumer, to tell the story in the language of the consumer. There are, of course, already some samples, not only made in Turkey, but also fabric made in Italy. And there are some more slide or communication on the left. Is a whole story. This garment holds a story. It hides in the seam and whispers from the fold. Look close, a cotton field bakes in the sun. A picker carries a welding sack, a sewing machine hums, trace back, stitch back to hands like yours. So it's all about creating awareness about product. And it could also be in the communication with the consumer. Care for the earth, respect workers, trade fair, line dry, mend when torn. So that are already examples existing. This is a Japanese brand. They are also communicating about the background of the yarn from Italy. And this is from a Taiwanese textile company. They created a brand with their fabric, but they communicate very deeply about the ingredients of the textile. So I think that's really a new step to get connected to the end consumer and to tell the story about textile. This is we picked up at Première Vision. This is from a Japanese company. I think it's really interesting that they made something for the product developer, but it's already a story ready to enter the consumer market to express about this textile company. It's not only about the history, but also about their whole timeline, the craftsmanship, also about the creativity within the company, and also the whole innovation, the production process. So I think these are really new ways to communicate. This is also an example of the Zeppelin from Freitag. I think they are working in a sustainable way, and they also create in a really funny way awareness about their whole way of making this production for this new item. I think this was the movie, or? Yeah.
Hi, Kickstarter. This is Zeppelin, the world's first large travel bag that fits inside a shoebox. And this is us. This is Freitag. And these are the owners, Daniel and Markus Freitag, who founded the company 24 years ago. Since then, we've been buying used truck tarps from all over Europe. We take them apart here in Zurich and wash off the grime and dirt from all those years in transit. Then we cut them by hand and transform them into functional, durable, and water-repellent bags. Every tarp we collect is one of a kind, which means every Freitag bag is a totally unique one-off. But one bag has always been just out of our reach.
We don't have a large travel bag with wheels.
Our in-house prototyping superbrains tried out many things, but truck tarps by themselves weigh quite a lot. Add a frame and wheels to the mix, and you get a travel bag that is far too heavy.
But then we had a flash of inspiration.
We simply leave out the frame. So when you return from vacation, the Zeppelin will take up less storage space than any large suitcase you've ever owned. This is possible because for Zeppelin, we replaced the frame with compressed air. We've built in a standard bicycle inner tube that can be easily replaced if needed. The Zeppelin has removable wheels that can be reassembled without tools thanks to the quick-release axles. It holds 85 liters, which is plenty of room for your next big trip. And when your road finally comes to an end, the Zeppelin can be carried over the shoulder. But that's not all. It is also lighter than many comparable travel bags with wheels. The Zeppelin is totally unique and won't be mistaken for anyone else's bag at the baggage claim in the airport or anywhere else in the world.
Why are we on Kickstarter?
Because we don't like to waste anything. we can cut around 100 messenger bags out of one truck, but only 20 siplings.
That's why we'd like to know if you liked sipling before we produce hundreds of them.
So if you want a light, inflatable, one-off travel bag that is spacious when you need it and compact when you don't, pledge for your sipling today.
So I think this is really a strong example communicating about research, materials and the product design and then really to the end consumer. And it's also a sustainable thought that you sell on Kickstarter before you start producing. So I think it's a good example. When we look back at the consumption and many people buying things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't even like. It's quite easy for trend offers like us to want to change maybe the whole system. We know we all want to earn our money in the textile and in the sportswear and outdoor business, but things have to change. Within our Eye of Awareness program, we have to focus on the linear economy to the circular economy, closing the loop. The linear economy from material product consumer till waste. The circular economy from material products consumer to recycling. So the difference between waste and recycling. In the circular economy, products and the materials they contain remain in use for as long as possible, with the help of reuse and technical recycling of materials. And so that will also influence the way how people look at textile. Because normally when we look on fashion side to the design process, we first start with creating a shape, looking for color or pattern, and then looking for material. And when we look at this system, then the textile is more and more important on the first step. A lot of new kind of companies for waste recycling. And this is also to express also about the circular awareness, the material processes, that the materials are much more in charge. First you look for material before starting to think about a process of designing. And this is how we express about the design process. It's always about a shape, a color pattern, and material. And that will change from linear to circular. What I already explained, from shape, color, material, maybe much more fashion way thinking, and also much more in a linear economy thinking. And now it will change that we think much more first about material. Can we use recycled material? Are the materials, is it possible to recycle them after we use them? And so the circular economy gives us the opportunity to build a system that can run in the long term, and the time is right for it to reach scale. And this is also a good example that it's not only about creating a new system, but also trying to think different about the awareness and use your product maybe even longer than possible. This is the story about repairwear of Patagonia, but I think you know this story. They are really strong about the whole sustainable part.
Everyone wants to buy new all the time and throw away everything that they have. My mom used to sew everything. She made my clothes, she made curtains, blankets for us, and it was just a normal part of our household. Sometimes the repair techs will spend hours and hours on our garment. You know, it's the customer's favorite jacket. They've taken around the world with them. I didn't want just a job to have a job. I wanted to do something to make a difference, and I think everyone that works here feels that way. We love getting letters. It's a nice connection with the people that are sending in their repairs. It makes us really feel good about what we're doing.
Dear Dahlia, I'm sending this card to thank you so very much for the incredible repair you did for my vest. I use it every day. It has been with me through thick and thin.
My mom raised my brother and I to explore the world with unwavering curiosity. The Deep South, the Ozark Mountains, the Great
Through
Plains.
Paris to Pretoria, and used the same gear in the Karakoram in 1992.
It's seen many days of work in the clinic, delivering babies, and it's always with me, whether it's hunting season or skiing eastern ice.
The mud and blood stains grew, but the shirt never withered. It has done just about everything I have in the last 3 decades.
I was heartbroken when I realized that I'd inadvertently set fire to it with a grinder.
Yesterday, I found my jacket in the mail, perfectly rebuilt. Thanks for bringing it back to life.
I can't tell you how much the quality of your work means to me, especially in this throwaway culture of ours. Thanks, John. September 10th, 2013, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Shorts for 6 or 7 years. My brother got them for me as a gift. Goodwill in Nantucket or something like that back on the East Coast. I mean, they were go-to for everything, surfing, just going to the beach, kayaking. A lot of memories associated with them. Had to hold on to them.
Team, it was my best friend and myself, and we spent 5 days on it, and it never came off of me. About 4 years ago, I gave up being a guide and I became a farmer. And so this is the last relic piece of my guiding days, and it's my favorite.
I think Patagonia is really strong about telling this story and creating also awareness. So this was the story about the awareness of the real value of products. For Options is also giving support in different tools to help companies to create a different way of thinking how to work with textile or how to create a product design. We are connected to a lot of different textiles fairs, and we are not helping the textile companies with consultancy also to create awareness to the end consumer. We also do textile sourcing. There are a lot of companies who want innovation or want to use more sustainable fabrics, but it's not always easy to find. We heard that also at the Première Vision that there is a lot of more questions for recycled materials. So I think we are really going the right direction. Also, reports how to use this kind of material or new innovative materials. We also create for textile companies. Every time I visit a factory, I'm always thinking, oh wow, this needs to go to the end consumer. This kind of information, how textile is created, a lot of people or even students at universities, they don't even know how textiles are made. They don't even know the difference between woven or knitted materials. So what we normally do is that we make a report, and sometimes they show this kind of reports also to their customers to get more awareness for their production also. Within the studio, we had a lot of designers. I explained that the connection part. We try to think in different solutions, create product design in different systems, in new system, in modular system, in a system that you can replace parts of the design. To think in a different way. Or to work much more in a digital way. Also with a special program to design and to create patterns on the computer that the first prototype is already made in the computer. It's also for the time interesting and also for the waste of material. We also have a lot of designers for the shoe industry. And a whole new development in the knitted solutions. And we also work with designers for textile companies with their rest material. There is so many rest material, not only textile that is not used, but also the part of the textile on the left and right side that is not picked up of their clients. And so new kind of, and this is much more art way thinking about creating design with rest material. And of course, always sharing information, not only on a location like this on performance days, but also at universities to give our knowledge to the students to make them more strong, to be more influence for the future also, to give them the tools. And this is also on the Facebook page, to keep informed people what we are doing, where we are, and how we can share our message, not only about the awareness, but everything what is interested. So this was the presentation of Four Options. Thank you. And I would love to hear some response, what you think about our message and how we can share our knowledge with you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.